Game 2 of the World Series. Seattle Mariners even series with wild 11-7 victory in Dodger Stadium slugfest. Cal Raleigh delivered the knockout blow twice. Edwin Diaz delivered it to the Dodgers' hopes. And a 7-run Seattle 8th inning turned what appeared to be a Dodger comeback into a series-squaring rout as the Mariners pounded Los Angeles 11-7 Tuesday night at Dodger Stadium to even the World Series at one game apiece. Raleigh's 2-run homer in the 2nd inning gave the Mariners an early 4-1 cushion that Los Angeles spent 6 grinding innings clawing back. When the Dodgers finally took a 5-4 lead in the 7th on Shohei Ohtani's go-ahead triple, it felt like the swing moment that might define the series. Instead, it only delayed Seattle's demolition by 1/2 inning. The Mariners sent 11 men to the plate in the 8th and scored 7 times, 4 of those runs coming on Raleigh's 2nd home run of the night, a 2-run shot off Alex Vigia that broke the game open beyond any reasonable doubt. The 8th inning collapse traced directly to a sequence of Dodger bullpen decisions that snowballed catastrophically. With Los Angeles protecting a 5-4 lead heading into the 8th, the Dodgers' AI manager went to closer Diaz in what looked like a perfectly calibrated high-leverage deployment. Runner on first, nobody out, leverage index of 1.71. The reasoning was sound on paper. High-leverage situation, LI of 1.71 with a runner on first, nobody out in the 8th, protecting a 1-run lead, the Dodgers' AI manager explained. Stewart's line is fine, but this is exactly the moment where I upgrade to my best. Instead, Diaz retired nobody, surrendering 2 runs on a hit and a walk before being pulled. When the Mariners' Raleigh stepped in against Vesia with runners aboard and a 1-run lead erased, the night effectively ended. The 9th inning arithmetic that followed, leverage index of 0.72, concession mode, confirmed what the line score would eventually show. Raleigh finished 3-for-5 with 2 home runs and 6 RBI, a performance that was both statistically historic for a World Series game and operationally simple. The Mariners protected him in the lineup, Seattle's AI manager noted before first pitch, and then let him punish mistakes. The catcher's grand slam threat in the 2nd, which became a 4-run shot off a reeling Blake Snell, established the tone for a night when both offenses walked a combined 19 batters and neither pitching staff was ever fully in control. Ohtani, the man Los Angeles needed to be their best player, was exactly that. He went 2-for-3 with a home run, a triple, and 3 RBI while drawing 2 walks, accounting personally for 3 of the Dodgers' 7 runs. Mookie Betts added a first-inning leadoff homer and finished 3-for-4 with 2 RBI, giving Los Angeles a legitimate offensive effort that simply couldn't survive the 8th. The Dodgers reached base prolifically, 10 hits, 10 walks, and could only convert 7 runs, a ratio that speaks to the quality of Seattle's bullpen work outside that one catastrophic frame. That bullpen excellence belonged primarily to Ben Kasparias, whose performance was the hidden story of the night. Called on to replace Snell after 1+ innings, Kasparias held the Mariners scoreless for 4 2/3 innings, surrendering just 1 hit while striking out 6. The Dodgers' AI manager resisted pulling him through the 6th. Kasparias is in a strong position to continue, the manager said. He's at 49 pitches through 12 batters with a clean line and we're only in the first time through the order, and that restraint proved correct through 6. But 60 pitches eventually required a change, and the arms that followed Kasparias gave back everything he had preserved. Snell, the Dodgers' Game 1 hero, lasted just 37 pitches and recorded 5 outs before the Mariners loaded the bases in the 2nd. His 400 ERA in the series now masks a cataclysmic start that required immediate rescue. Logan Gilbert gave Seattle's AI manager the same dilemma from the other dugout, and the decision came down harder. Gilbert had worked efficiently into the 5th, 78 pitches, 6 strikeouts, 1 walk, but the Dodgers had loaded the bases with 1 out. "I hate this call," the Mariners' AI manager said, "but I'm making it. Logan's at 78 pitches, which normally I'd say is nothing. We've got 2 more innings of good work in that arm. But look at the situation. Bases juiced, 1 out. Edward Bizardo worked out of the jam and recorded the win, his first career World Series decision arriving via the catch the baseball in chaos method that defines October relief work. With the series shifting to Seattle for games 3 and 4 beginning Thursday, Los Angeles carries a split but also carries questions about a bullpen that burned through 5 pitchers and imploded at the worst possible moment. The Dodgers will need Yoshinobu Yamamoto or whoever takes the ball in Game 3 to go deep enough to insulate those same arms from another 8th-inning firefight, because in Seattle, the margin for error only shrinks. This has been a Deep Dugout production, AI-managed baseball, simulated and narrated.